Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Sun square Saturn, when vision meets responsibility. Today the Sun at 25 degrees Sagittarius square Saturn at 25 degrees Pisces. This is a moment of cosmic friction, a checkpoint transit where vision collides with reality, optimism meets limitations, and beliefs is tested by responsibility. If you've been feeling blocked, restless, or like your confidence is hitting an invisible wall, this is probably why. The Sun in Sagittarius wants to expand, explore, and move boldly forward. But Saturn in Pisces says, hold up, little daddy. Consider your limits. Honor your responsibilities. Refine your path. This isn't a punishment. It's a test of integrity. Can your vision survive the discipline of reality? At 25 degrees, this square carries specific numerological weight, intelligence, and progeny. What you create and what you leave behind, measured against consequences. The reduction to 7 tells us resolution comes through reflection, rest, and inner wisdom, not by force. So let's break it down layer by layer. The Sun in Sagittarius. The Sun represents your core identity, your life force, conscious will, and a sense of purpose. In Sagittarius, it expresses through expansion and growth, pushing beyond current limits, truth seeking. Life must make sense, optimism and faith, trust in life's unfolding. Adventure and exploration, movement in all forms, honesty and vision, teaching, guiding, and speaking your truth. The Sagittarius Sun needs freedom. Stagnation drains it. Control suffocates it. It's the arrow aimed at a distant target. Saturn in Pisces. Saturn represents structure, limits, responsibility, and time. The principle of consequence where life demands accountability. What? You got an answer for that? Yeah, you got an answer for that. In Pisces, it operates through the formless realm, emotions, spirituality, creativity, the unconscious, boundaries with compassion. Learning where you end and others begin. Spiritual discipline. Grounding faith. Making dreams real. Emotional responsibility. Carrying what's yours, releasing what isn't. Reality check illusions. Dissolving fantasies so truth endures. Saturn in Pisces demands you build containers for grief, empathy, imagination, and belief, and take your spiritual life seriously. Get your shit together. A square is 90 degrees of friction that generates tension and demands action. Squares create internal conflict, opposing forces pulling you in different directions. Obstacles requiring resolution, you can't ignore the pressure. Motivation through struggle, discomfort pushes growth. Competency through friction, mastery earned, not given. This is not easy. This is activation. What's the numbers say? 25 equals intelligence and progeny. What you create and leave behind, long-term outcomes that manifest over time. 2 + 5 breaks down to 7. 7 is reflection, rest, equilibrium, contemplation, and spiritual understanding. Wisdom through pause. Not force. What you commit to now must withstand time. Quick wins meet resistance, but careful planning and ethical alignment yield lasting results. You cannot rush this 7 energy. Today brings the classic Sun-Saturn themes. Delays or frustrations in career, projects, or personal goals. Encounters with authority. someone or something says no or not yet. Reality checks on overconfidence or overextension. Opportunities to refine and restructure. Tighten your plan. Get realistic. The sun wants to shine. Saturn holds the frame. The friction shows you where discipline, patience, or boundaries are needed. Two paths, same pressure. To understand how Sun square Saturn plays out, let's examine two people who y'all may know with this natal aspect who chose radically different paths. The first person, Jane Fonda, integration as wisdom. In her chart, she has a Sun in Sagittarius in the 12th house, square Saturn in Pisces in the 3rd house. Jane Fonda carries today's exact aspect permanently. Her response reveals the path of integration, spiritual evolution from atheism to a grounded, non-dogmatic faith practice. Jane Fonda refused to say Jesus Christ in the script because it felt spiritually false. Saturn in the 3rd, responsibility for your words, discipline practices, yoga, activism, channeling her platform toward collective causes, spirituality that's boundaried and embodied, not an escapist. She internalized Saturn as conscious. The pressure became ethical responsibility. Her faith was tested and refined. She learned truth requires responsibility. Vision requires discipline. And optimism must include reality's weight. Her Sun Saturn square produced moral authority earned through lived ethics. Now let's look at the other person. Totally different. Same aspect in their natal chart. Charles Manson. Avoidance as destruction. Charles Manson, Sun in Scorpio in the 7th, square Saturn in Aquarius in the 10th house. Manson's response was the inverse, externalization and avoidance. He went the opposite of Jane. Positioned himself as a guru, targeting emotionally vulnerable people, created rigid us versus them ideology, reincarnated Christians versus the Romans, used LSD and psychological manipulation to control followers while staying lucid himself, built cult identity dependent on others' submission, repeatedly arrested but released, Saturn's lessons avoided until they returned to him as fate. He externalized Saturn as authoritarian control. Instead of integrating limitation as teacher, he fought it, then replicated it by dominating his others. The pressure became persecution mythology, rigid ideology, and weaponized spiritual authority. His Sun Saturn square produced influence twisted into harm. Both confronted the same archetypal question. Who defines truth? Authority and responsibility. Both carried father wounds, identity forged under constraint, a sense of destiny, and charisma under pressure. Fonda, integration, wisdom, ethical influence, moral gravity. Manson, avoidance, coercion, projection, destruction. The pressure was neutral. How they met it determined whether they built or destroyed. Today, the Sun square Saturn at 25 degrees creates a collective tension between vision and limitation, faith and doubt, expansion and responsibility. This is not a day to force forward. This is a day to pause and recalibrate. Y'all know what time it is. You got questions. Core questions for this energy. Is your vision grounded in reality? Can this really actually work? Is it sustainable? Question two. Are you respecting boundaries? Your desire for freedom might bump up against legitimate obligations. Number three. What are you building that will last? What you create now must withstand time and consequences. Number four, can you find equilibrium? Wisdom comes from integration, not force. As you go through today dealing with this energy, pause before acting. Don't rush your decisions, especially in career or creative projects. If blocked, ask why. The obstacles carry information. Check your boundaries. Recognize where obligations or ethics must guide action. Say no with care when needed. Plan for durability. Think long term, not instant gratification. Practice spiritual discipline. Meditation, journaling, yoga, prayer help integrate this tension. Let the answers emerge. Focus on refinement. Excellent energy for editing, restructuring, making plans that's really realistic. Revise rather than initiate. Work with this square consciously and receive gifts. Grounded wisdom, faith including reality, mature optimism, hope tempered by experience. Spiritual integrity, belief aligned with responsibility, long-term vision, plans that manifest, ethical authority, influence earned through discipline. Sun square Saturn doesn't punish ambition, it refines it. Every Sun square Saturn represents a fork in the road. Internalize Saturn, conscious discipline, integration. Wisdom, authority, lasting impact. Is that what you want? Or externalize Saturn. Blame, rigidity, control, conflict, resentment, collapse. Is that what you want? Today is a microcosm of that choice. The aspect is the same for everyone. No one is escaping this. Your consciousness determines the outcome. Sun square Saturn at 25 degrees asks, what are you building? What will you leave behind? Do you even have a clue? The seven answers, find equilibrium. Rest, reflect, let wisdom emerge from the tension. This is not a day to push recklessly. It's an invitation to align vision with reality, belief with accountability, freedom with discipline. How we handle pressure shapes the legacy of our beliefs and actions. The difference between Fonda and Manson is whether the sun's light illuminates responsibly through Saturn's framework or burns uncontrolled. Today, pause, breathe, reflect. Trust that the friction forges something stronger than comfort ever could. The arrow of intention must meet the bolt of responsibility. Only then can it reach its target. The pressure is the point. The integration is the gift. Choose wisely. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact, leave me a message there. If you want to have a personal conversation with me, come to the website, hit booking. I'd love to have that conversation with you. If you want to show your boy some appreciation, send your boy a tip. I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.